Families USA used census data to determine the number of people under the age of 65 who went without health coverage at some point during the years 2007 to 2008. In Wisconsin, that amounted to approximately 1.2 million people, or just under 26% of the non-elderly population. Those are big numbers, but Ron Pollock, the executive director of Families USA, says the state ranks seventh best in the nation.
Public program coverage like Badger Care in Wisconsin is better, more generous, is more likely to cover more people. And so Wisconsin has a more robust safety net.
For the nation as a whole, 33% went at least temporarily without insurance in 2007-08, and Pollock expects the numbers are going to get worse.
When we do the numbers for 2008 and 2009, my guess is the numbers will be even worse because of the recession. That recession has caused a lot of people to lose their jobs. And when people lose their jobs, they often lose the health coverage they had on the job.
Even though he's pessimistic about next year's figures, Pollock says there is a good chance Congress will pass health reforms this year and that the president will sign them. Families USA backs subsidies so people can buy private health insurance. The group also wants to extend eligibility so more people qualify for Medicaid. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.